spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office. These are your driver's license people, Dave Drucker. Hi, Dave. How are you today?
Good, John. Good morning. Good to talk to you and your listeners.
We always appreciate your energy and enthusiasm and help, by the way, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
A listener called in yesterday, and she's worried about going to the DMV, but her license is expiring. She thinks she has a bona fide health concern with COVID. So what's she supposed to do?
I guess my first thought would be if she is 75 years old or older, Secretary White issued a one-year extension of those driver's licenses so that she wouldn't be due, if she is 75 or older, she wouldn't be due until her birthday in 2021. So, you know, this would be a good use of that time not to come in at this point in time.
All right, but she would say she's not.
If she's not, my next thought would be what I would recommend would be to, as best she can, go to a facility when it's least likely to be busy, which my thought would be, by and large, probably later in the afternoons. We have specific lines at those facilities for people that are pregnant, have disabilities, or are seniors but aren't at that 75 years old
level. How do you define a senior, Dave?
65 and up.
Okay, so...
So what they should do is, we have people that are working the lines, our employees, they're very aggressive at trying to get people into the express lines if they have those issues. And so what I would suggest would be, if they should bypass her, that she go to one of our employees and let them know she is a senior, and they'll get her into that express line as quickly as possible.
So that's the best we can do for her. You know, I would have extended it to, I don't know, 60 or something. I mean, if you can do it for people over the age of 75, you can do it for anybody or everybody, Dave.
I think, you know, it's something we're looking at doing. You don't want to develop a burden on the facilities where, you know, you're just not serving enough people if you reduced it to that level in the future. So, you know, they have to take all kinds of things into consideration, John, but it's something we're looking at.
Yeah, well, okay. A couple of other questions for you, Dave. Well, I got you on a phone line. Ann had a question for you. You're on WGN. Hey, Ann, what's your question?
Hey. I went to the DMV actually three different times and got there right when they opened, thinking that, you know, oh, I'll get right in the first time. And then I went an hour earlier the next time, and then I went like at 6 in the morning and finally got in. But I need to go change my address now, and my license had expired when I went before. So have y'all opened up the services now to anybody, or is it just like, I know when I went before, it was people that just had an expired license, or there was one other, stipulation that they would only see you if blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I didn't know that. What about that, Dave?
That is a good question. Essentially, we had, when we first reopened in June and July for the first 2 months, our priority circumstances were people whose licenses had expired at that point in time, or the new people. People had been through driver's education and didn't have any of the other option to be driving. But we did serve the general public if people did come in. But those were the priorities. But they are open to everybody now.
Those facilities. So anything you would go to the DMV for, you can now get done.
Yes,
good
sir.
Question. I'm glad you brought that up, and good luck to you. Let's talk to Frank. You're on WGN. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how are you doing, John? Hey,
good.
A couple quick questions. One is, during the shutdowns, were all the state employees being paid while they were doing nothing? And then secondly, why can't they now open up hours 7 days a week until they get everything caught up?
For the first question, I can only speak to the Secretary of State's office. What we did is, we were closed from March 17th until June 1st. We made the best use possible. People like myself were working from home. The physical places were closed. But just to give you an idea, in terms of the employees that were able to work, in that period of time, we did almost 900,000 vehicle registration stickers online. It was a very impressive number that people were getting our message, that they were going online and going to the website and functioning.
I get that, Dave, but there were plenty of people who normally are working the counters who did not have that job, and they were getting paid, right?
Yes. Yes, that is the case.
And is there any chance that you guys will open up 7 days a week, longer hours, 12 hours a day?
Again, something to look at. There are all kinds of factors involved. The employees at those facilities are union employees. It means potentially looking at expanding the budget to hire more people. You're limited, too, John, at this point because of the social distancing. You know, we're limited to the number of people that we can get into a facility, hence the lines.
Yeah.
You know, with the social distancing, it actually looks probably worse than it is. I'm not saying it's short by any means.
No,
but,
I know what you,
you
mean.
Know, I've
seen
that at
stores.
If you could get 150 people into a facility before, you know, you've got them 6 feet apart outside the facility. So it's looking longer than maybe what the reality is.
I've noticed that before at stores. You'll see the line all the way out the Target, and you go, I'm not going to stand in that. Well, that's the same line you were standing in inside. But
yes.
Now people are waiting, and they're waiting to get inside the store. So it's a little different. But let's see if we can answer one more question if we go quick. Hey, Rick, you're on WGN. What's your question for Dave?
Okay, my question is, I just moved here. My wife and I moved here from Seattle, Washington. And I have one of what they call the enhanced driver's license, which is, I guess, the same as the real ones here now.
Yep.
And it's good until November of 2021, which is my birthday next year. But I'm 80 years old, and I also ride a motorcycle. And they said that I have to have a written test and a driving test for both the car and the motorcycle, and take the regular test, too. And I can't take the riding test until I've completed a riding course. And so I want to go over there, and I mean, that's quite a lot. And then we need license plates.
All right, let's do this. Hold on a second, because welcome to Illinois. Welcome to Chicago. We got too many people going the other way. I'm glad that you're coming this way. Hold on. We'll get that information to Dave. Dave will work with you off the air. We're out of time right now, though. So, Dave, I'll let you go, and you can talk to him off the air. And thank you for joining us again.
You're very welcome, sir. Take care, John.
Dave Drucker does a nice job with the Secretary of State's office.